Hey, what's going on, world? What's going on? Big Aunt Triple X back at you one more time on today, this evening, this Sunday evening. So listen, let me start off with a prayer first of all. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you, Father God, for this evening. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here to talk with the people on today, on this late evening, on Sunday evening. I just want to say thank you, Father God. Praise your name, Father God. And Father God, I pray against any hidden agendas, anything the enemy has against me or try to sabotage me, Father God. I pray against it right now, declare and I decree with the power invested in me that it be removed and returned back to the enemy and the enemies 100-fold in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray against any satanic witchcraft, abomination, poison, anything, Father God, that try to come up against me, soothsaying, lying tongue. Father God, I pray against it right now. I pray against any traps that are set, Father God. I pray against it right now. I pray against any string of webs that are set, Father God. I pray against it right now. I pray against the lying tongue right now. I pray against the lying tongues right now in Jesus' name. I pray against the evil thought and ways in Jesus' name. I pray against that enemy that's warring like a lion to seek and destroy anything that he can devour right now. I pray against it right now, Father God. I pray against the enemy using another person against you, Father God, with a weak mind. I pray against it right now in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray against anything that's to come, that's formed, that it shall not prosper, because you said in your word, Father God, that the weapons are formed, but they won't prosper. And I thank you right now. I declare and I decree in me, Father God, that it will not so happen in Jesus' name. I thank you on this day. I praise to God and I praise you on this day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So listen. What I want to tell you all, what I want to say is something that's been said, but I don't think that we have been really exercising what we need to say. And the thing that I'm going to say is stop the hating. Stop the hating. And I'm not going to even preach from the Bible today, teach from the Bible today. I just want to talk to you like I have before. Stop the hating. You don't know what no one's season is and when it's time to be a blessing to someone. Stop the hating. Stop the little chibber-chabbing, all the babbling, and all these lying tongues. Stop it, especially the older generation. You should never want to bring a young brother down. You should never want to bring a young brother down. You should always want to help a brother instead of bringing a brother down. It's kind of like the animals on the farm where you're just running around and you're acting like an animal because you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. Stop the hating. Stop it. It's not called for. I have seen it so many times from so many angles where if it's not you, you're not worrying about it. If it's not affecting you and your family, you ain't worrying about it. But I'm going to tell you something. You better start worrying about it. You know why? Because, see, once the hate get out, it spreads. And it's like a cancer. And the sad part about it is that dragon gets a weaker vessel and transform the mindset of the weaker vessel to think like they think. You got to cut that out. You got to stop all this hating. You got to stop trying to bring each other down so much where it just looked like a circus. But then when you go out and you get around a different environment, around new people, you don't act like that. Stop acting like that amongst each other. It's sickening. It's sickening, and it's sad to see an older person want to bring down a younger person. Listen, that is a sad sight. That's a sad sight. You can't have all the power. You can't have all the glory. You can't prevent God's timing. You can't stop God's timing. And what you are doing is revealing yourself, because you are acting like a child. And then you go around and you entice other people to believe your rhetoric. And the sad part about it is, some of you do. Because you lean to your understanding instead of leaning to the understanding that God has for you, because it's too right. It sounds too much like right when you start having God's understanding to believe the truth. But when you lean to your own understanding, you the one look like the fool. But you only show in your face. You only showing the person who you are. Make no mistake about it, I have no worries. But I respect all mankind, men and women. And I watch what I say around anybody. Touch not my prophet and touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. I'm telling you, when you mess with God's children, you're going to wish you never did. I'm telling you. When you mess with God's children, you're going to wish you never did. And then, the men, stop being so weak. Stop believing everything you hear. Stop absorbing this negativity that gets in your heart. Stop it. Be the man that God has called you to be. Serve God and take care of your family. I done said it too many times. But what is so sickening when I see an older person hating on a younger person? You done live your life. You can't prevent people from prospering. That's why God gonna punish you. So you think you can't get punished. Remember, we're all God's children. And it ain't your call to make. It ain't your... See, I stand firm on God's word, not my word. I stand firm on God's word because I know when due season is due season. See, everybody got their own opinions. Everybody got their own way of looking at things. Your relationship with God is not the same with my relationship with God. What you believe is not what I believe. What I go through is not what you go through. So you can't say what you believe and what I believe is wrong. Because you ain't the maker. You ain't the creator. But you sit and you talk. You lie. You throw the rock and hide your hand. You backstab. And you entice other people to believe a lie that coming from a dragon. Yeah, I said it. Stop enticing these little demons. Start praying. Asking God to give you reverence, guidance, a clear vision on what you need to see. Stop believing lies. You know, the sad part about it, and I've seen this happen too much, is when you have a bunch of grown folk acting like little children. A bunch of grown folk acting like little children. You can't determine what is for someone. That's not your job. You have to continue to do your job. My mom used to tell me this. She used to say, baby, don't worry about it because it's coming up again. And I'm here to tell you, what you're doing is coming up again. See, you can't dig a ditch for somebody and you don't fall in nothing. I don't know who told you to go out and do whatever you think you need to do and nothing is going to happen to you. Karma comes around quicker than what you think. You better stop all that hating. Stop all that backbiting. Stop all that lying. It's not called for. You are hurting yourself. You're hurting your kids and the generation to come. And I'm talking about all mankind. One race, the human race. I'm not talking about skin color. I'm talking about all mankind. To whomever this message is meant for, you better receive it. See, the thing about me is that I'm a praying man. And God allowed me to have the power to deflect and stop and protect myself from those darts and arrows that the enemy throws at me. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Heavenly Father, right now, I thank you. Father God, I send a special prayer out for the saints of God. Father God, I send a special prayer out for God's children. Father God, I send a prayer out right now to protect us from the enemy. Father God, I also pray deep down, rooted in me and my soul, Father God, that whatever the enemy has, let it not prosper. And let that enemy or enemies fall on their own devices. Father God, right now, I pray for protection. I pray for wisdom. I pray for upgrade. I pray for spiritual, physical protection. Father God, I ask right now that you send your angels down to encamp around your children. And Father God, right now, I pray for a spiritual warfare. I pray, Father God, for a praying warfare. Father God, I pray right now, Father God, that everything that you have asked us to do be done in Jesus' name. And let no enemy, no devil, no soothsayer, no dragon, no demon, no faker, no lying tongue, no liar, no false accusation, no person throwing the rock high in their hand achieve any goal. But what I declare is that it comes back onto them for what they thought and pray that will happen to us. See, right now the devil has no room for glory, no room for accomplishments, because they forgot one thing, that I have a Father in heaven, and I pray to the God in heaven, the God that give me the ears to hear, the eyes to see, the tongue to talk, the feet to walk, the hands to show expression, the heart to live, and the brain to think. I'm talking about that God because I stand on dominance, even ground, and on a platform that no man can enter across because you're stepping on treacherous ground then, and I got the right to do what I got to do. Because God allowed me to do it. And that's why I'm here praying right now to tell you that the devil has no victory. Satan has no chance whatsoever to come and destroy anything. Because see, I'm going to fight for my happiness. I'm going to fight for my joy. And I'm going to fight for my time. Because this is my season. This is my blessing. And guess what else? It's on. I want you to understand that. So keep revealing your face and showing your face. The time has come and it's going to happen. And I pray that you didn't dig yourself a deeper grave. I pray that you didn't dig yourself something deeper that you can't get yourself out of. Because what you meant for me or anybody that's listening to this show is coming back on to you. I declare and I decree that. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, you better stop that hating. You better stop it. You can peep in on my show all you want. You can be like a peeping Tom. You can be like a peeping Tom. You can peep in, close it, all that stuff. You don't have to hear from me because, see, I know you don't want to hear it because it comes from me. But see, my message going to get out. You know why it's going to get out? Because you can't stop the flow of social media. The only thing you can do is block me. But you can't block God's message and God's voice. Always remember that. Always remember that. Stop hating. You get nowhere being a hater. God loves you. Big Aunt loves you. Peace.